Chuck and Julie, bringing you the truth straight up.
I'm Julie Hagan. I'm working at
an Emmy-winning former investigative reporter, a highly successful trial attorney, and publisher of a major Denver area newspaper. They've been partners as talk show hosts and in marriage as parents for over 10 years, providing thought-provoking information, opinion, and entertainment live, local, and interactive. Everyone's voice is always welcome on the Chuck and Julie Show.
Hello, everybody. Chuck Bonneville, Julie Hayden on a beautiful summer's day. Although all the kids are heading back to school, this is a Chuck and Julie Show, grassroots show, true straight up.
Brought to you by Mountain West Wellness, Advanced Acupuncture, and Chinese Medicine. Apologize for the baseball cap. Actually, I have golf hair today. Chuck, you just always look good in yours. We have golf hair today. Busy golf tournament. Rev tied for second. I'm going to give Chuck, take a brief moment. I'm going to go, hooray for Chuck and Rev. They played in the Denver Country Club father-son tournament, and they won. They won.
I had to carry him the entire time. Yeah. I shot a 76. And so all I did was go, oh, nice part.
But they got rewarded with hamburgers and prizes. So it's sort of a busy golf.
And a gift card, which was worth half of what the entrance fee was.
Yeah. What can you say? So good for golf tournaments. So congratulations to my boys.
Thank you.
They're both doing very well.
We're supposed to have. We promised.
The guy from Newsmax, and then he had to cancel, so we'll get him on either Wednesday or Friday. But if you want to call in, so the leaf's kind of open, it's all just us, which is good. 888-627-6008. 888-627-6008, or feel free to type your comments in, and we'll have plenty of time to read all of them. But wanted to start off today, I guess, sort of setting the record straight. Traitor Todd Watkins and his insurrectionists and the people leading this illegal coup, I think, have clearly
jumped the shark,
as they say, on social media in particular. Now, a lot of times, I mean, we get attacked so much on social media that I quit. Yeah, I can't keep up with the attacks. And plus, it's depressing, and I don't like to read it. It'd be kind of like Bo Nix reading, or Russell Wilson, you know, reading the
Bo Nix. Yeah, be Russell Wilson.
Yeah, yeah. So Russell Wilson
here.
Exactly. Just better to not do that. But this has kind of gotten, a situation has gotten to the point that I think we need to address it. Not involving us, although we are still getting attacked. But the rhetoric and the viciousness of the conversation on social media from the Traitor Todd side has really started to create problems. Hope Shoppelman, who is the vice chair of the Colorado
Nicest
Press Club,
person
nicest person, is not getting paid, I don't think, at all for it, right? I mean, God bless her and thank her for what she's doing. But starting on, I mean, first, she's always getting attacked anyway by the rhinos and the establishment elite, but she was kind of used to that. But starting back July 22nd, somebody who goes by the name on social media, Betsy Freedom, and I'm not going to say the real name, and you'll understand why in a second, started a combination of impersonating Hope on Facebook and trying to make people think that Hope was Betsy Freedom and attacking Dave, but also calling Hope's personal cell phone and making extremely dangerous threats against Hope and her family, to the point that Hope felt she had to contact the police because she just couldn't keep it under control. Now, what was going on is that Traitor Todd and his little, I'm calling him the Coosters, were
and his wife, who calls herself Liberty Watkins.
Right.
You may notice that these somewhat crazy ones always add
freedom, liberty.
Liberty. Yeah,
yeah, we're just boring Julie and Chuck. But at any rate, they were fueling this Betsy Freedom person, right? And the threats were getting more and more significant, more and more serious, to the point, I think, where Hope, and she put this out on her Facebook page, said, if you don't stop, I'm going to have to contact the police. So Hope did contact the police. As it turns out, not only is Hope the nicest person in the world, she is the most compassionate person in the world. It turns out this Betsy Freedom person has a lot of mental health issues. She lives in Pueblo, which, not coincidentally, is where the state mental hospital is. She lives in Pueblo. and had gone to visit her family in Miami. And they were able to, I think agencies were able to track her there. And the family then, and hope I think is not entirely clear how this happened, but was able to get her in basically what is a mental health hold, right? And so she is being held on a mental health hold. Hope says, I'm not pressing charges. Yes, the threats were real. Yes, they were made. But she said, I just feel sorry for this woman. But I think, and I think the state party is going to issue a statement about this as well, right? Because for the past since July, Hope and her family have been basically terrorized by these comments that came from like literally a person with mental health issues, but they were fueled by the kind of talk and the rhetoric and the pushing from Todd Watkins and this group. We know Vicky Tonkin said she got an incredibly vicious email from
Well,
Todd.
it's amazing. The rhinos who claim to be moderate, or where they claim to be, are the most vicious people in the Republican Party. The chairman of La Plata County is
Dave
just
Peters.
awful.
We had Renee Parsons wrote in Rhino Watch that he basically almost physically threatened Hope Shuppelman, right? I mean, Hope Shuppelman, for Pete's sakes.
And then what's his name from Mesa County, McCleary?
McCarney.
McCarney, just vicious,
And
just
right,
vicious.
and I know, and Vicky says they're having to investigate Todd for potential mail fraud for using allegedly illegally the Republican Party address and things like that. And they've just crossed this line. And I just want to go back to what they're trying to do. This is the Rhino elite. They hate Trump. They hate the grassroots, and they want to oust Dave Williams. Now, on August 31st, as we've said, there is already a meeting scheduled by the state party for everyone to hear Todd's appeal,
All they have to do is hand in a petition.
hand in a petition, or if for the very least, just argue his case. But he doesn't want to do that. First, he had the fake July meeting that the courts issued a restraining order on. Then the judge said, okay, I don't have jurisdiction. There's another court hearing on all of that tomorrow, I believe. But in the meantime, these folks who claim to be the unifying voice have ramped up the rhetoric to the extent that it's just becoming dangerous. And again, there's no need for it. If you don't like Dave Williams, then attend the meeting on August 31st, if you're a state central committee person, and you can vote there. Don't go to Traitor Todd's fake meeting, which is going to be improper and invalid. And again, as I keep saying, there's only one reason that Traitor Todd and his merry band of, what does somebody call them, the Bremeristas, right? The reason that they don't hand in valid petitions is because they can't get enough signatures. The reason they don't want to attend a legitimate meeting is because they know they won't win. So all they want to do is stir up trouble. And I think we've seen in the case of the vicious email to Vicky, the potential mail fraud, possible criminal activity, and now this mental health person with mental health issues being fueled by them to make, very threatening. I mean, Hope's family is basically, like I said, been terrorized, right? And now you've got their newest thing, right?
Yeah, I mean, the way it works is that you can call a meeting if the chair doesn't call, but you don't get to make up your own rules committee. It's a state rules committee, and you just can't make up your own special whatever
I
rules you
keep
want.
trying and no one pays any attention.
And of course, here's Todd's endless pages of special standing rules for his meeting of they're up to
Well, special standing rules.
30.
Must wear a furry hat.
Yeah, the 31 of the beauties, and it's just Todd, and it's and we all found out, if you don't know who Eli Bremer is, he's a wackadoodle rhino out of El Paso County that's ran for everything. He's ran for governor, he ran for
State party chair,
a state party chair, he ran for
CD5, I think, at one point. Oh,
Republican committeeman,
yeah.
which
Oh, yeah, against
Randy
Randy Corcoran.
Corp, and he always is failing, but never stops him. He apparently came in 22nd in some Olympic event, and that then he always has the rings from the Olympic. I mean, he's lived on finishing 22nd at pentathlon for his whole entire life, and he gets endorsements galore. But he's widely hated, and so they had to put up Traitor Todd. Then we found out that really are very much connected that he paid for the first mailing, the one that has all the problems on it. And I assume he paid for this mailing.
What's that? What's the address? Is it?
They didn't use a Republican address this time.
Oh, they used. So no more mail fraud. Only one case of mail fraud to investigate. That's kind of funny. Well, you know, and we're looking, and I'm not sure if we're ready to talk about it yet, but who's paying for this, right? They've hired an $800 an hour attorney, Chris Murray, who used to be the Republican Party attorney under Christy Burton Brown and briefly under Dave Williams. So you'd think that there is potentially a conflict
of
interest.
Well, we know who paid for the mail, or at least claimed he paid for the Eli doesn't have a lot of money. And so there's probably somebody behind Eli.
Well, and we're looking into that. We have our suspicion. We'll bring that up because, again, always follow the money. But just a couple of things, just, and we can kind of move on unless there's something more you wanted to say. But just wanted to set the record straight on social media. Pope is not Betsy Freedom. So all of the stuff that this person has been posting, like I said, alternately pretending to be Hope, trying to stir up trouble, and then personally attacking Hope and threatening Hope. The person is now in a mental health hold. But it's the kind of thing that these rhino establishment elite.
Maybe we're getting a lot more of a mental health hold.
Yeah.
Peters and
And again, and it's all for what? Right. If again, it's because it isn't so
you
much.
You may have missed it, but this is election season.
There's a lot of stuff to do.
And so Republicans are supposed to be out there going after against those dastardly Democrats, but not Trader Todd, not Eli Bremer, not the whole coterie of vicious rhino people who make threats. And I mean, they're just absurd, considering a party that is really on its back legs. I mean,
right.
It's just...
Well, it has a chance to be doing well, right? And again...
Well, not like this.
It's kind of like what Trump says, right? You know, it's not me they're after, you know, it's you. And I think that's a thing that we need to keep in mind, too. It's not Dave Williams that they hate, per se. It is the grassroots of Colorado.
Right.
And these people, I mean, we're seeing clearly, they don't care what kind of damage they do politically, personally, what kind of damage they cause to people who have other issues. The only thing they care about is trying to grab hold of whatever little bit of power, you know. I mean, again, and thank you for the
that
nice
comment. It'd be pretty easy if they just would be able to do, you know, just get a petition, they'll call the meeting, you'll have your vote. But no, they don't want to do that because they want to have 31 of their own very special rules.
Here, let me read some of the comments then. So this is first, Sandra, thank you. You know, for about the beating people of, you know, you guys winning your golf tournaments. Thank and then she says, you. Good for Hope. I hope she presses charges. The BS is getting out of hand. Well, we explained why Hope in her compassion said she wouldn't, right? Because a woman is getting the help she needs. She's in a mental health hold.
Sure.
And then Sandra notes, interesting that no other conservative talk show hosts have mentioned what we're talking about. What the heck can we do? You know, nothing. Just be aware of it, right?
No, well, don't listen. Oh, I mean, there's nothing wrong. They're so bland.
Yeah.
I mean, Rasputin or Rasmussen or whatever he calls himself, he's on all the time. John Caldera is on every station. You know,
Mandy. Right, first
Jeff is of Jeff and Bill is probably the best, but he's always getting beat up by the callers and by.
And then Sandra says Eli's a jackass, and then Jacob says, "Isn't that the symbol of the Democrat Party?" Good one, Jacob. And then Leo, shouldn't everyone with a D behind their name be in a mental health hold? Exactly. And then Jacob says, "Liberalism is a mental disorder, savage." Well, and speaking of that, then I wanted to talk.
Well, I want to get my own news.
Okay, I'm sorry. Oh, that's right.
That's right.
Sorry.
I and Lori Sain, a former state legislator and former commissioner in Weld County, have filed a controversy with the state party, basically, because now they've changed the meeting from July to August 24th, 3 days before the real meeting. And so I said, you know, that's not proper. They're not following the bylaws. They're not following the rules. They're following nothing, and which will be heard whatever the next executive committee meeting there is.
Right. Which is just good. And it's good to see. And I don't think they anticipated that Dave and the grassroots would fight back. Right. I think the establishment.
They don't really think. They just.
No, they foam. Just. Yeah. They just. Yeah. You're right. They just do.
Foam and it's just.
Like rabid.
Know, yeah. For all these moderate Democrats, they're just so vicious.
Yeah.
And pathetic.
It is. It is. And it's kind of like. If they win, it's like, I can imagine. I mean, if I were, there'd be a part of me that'd be hoping, like, you know, here are the keys.
Yeah,
You guys
absolutely.
do this. I'm going to now attack you on Facebook. So that's what's going on there, and we'll keep you apprised of it. There is a court hearing again tomorrow, Tuesday, about the state has the state party has asked the court to issue an injunction prohibiting Todd from holding his fake meetings. So we'll see what happens there.
Well, just being Todd, he writes things, and I'm not sure it's in this letter or other letters saying, all right, the court has ruled that we're absolutely right. The meeting's absolutely. The court did no such thing, and he knows it does this thing. And they just said we don't have jurisdiction. Can Todd play anything straight? I mean, anything
Well, if they
straight?
play it straight, they lose, right? I mean,
Todd and Liberty
it's
Watkins.
kind of, yeah, it's kind of like Kamala Harris.
Yeah,
She says,
very
"Oh, I have
smart.
this great idea, no tax on
Yeah,
tips."
I came up with that. Yeah, I'm just out of Las Vegas, and it occurred to me, and it's just great.
Something else that's going on now is the we had Ash App from Ash in America did a great job on Monday
Really
or
good.
on Friday rather talking about the Tina Peters trial. It has gone to the jury.
Which means they didn't put very many.
No, Tina declined to testify, which was smart on her part, right? So Ash has told me she'll text me if the verdict comes in. So, and Sanders
You'll be
says,
missing nothing.
"You'll be missing nothing." Sanders says, "But so many people listen to all those other a-holes. I don't understand hosts like Mandy Connell, Dan Kappas, Peter Boyles haven't talked about what this moron did to Hope. Instead of fighting against the evil in Colorado, the Todds of the GOP party attacked their own party. Again, a jackass. You know, they don't because I'm sorry, but they're part of the establishment elite, right? I mean, if you're part of the establishment elite, you know better than everybody. You're smarter than everybody. You certainly don't want
Well,
pesky voters and
what you
grassroots
really
people.
have is Bill Anschutz media, which includes Colorado Politics, Denver Gazette, Complete Colorado, Independence Institute. You just go down the line.
And they
And
just.
so the money all goes there. And then, the talk show hosts read whatever that is from Phil's publications. And then they
Repeat
fill,
it,
you know,
parrot
rush,
it.
rush for reason. Another guy who
They
just, you know.
they
I mean,
just
it's just
parrot. Yeah,
pathetic. It's
I
pathetic.
know. But you have us, and
That's all you got is us.
we will
There's no one
be.
else out there.
Kim Munson.
Kim Munson, and there was Randy Corbin, but he's gone now.
Hopefully, he'll return.
So,
Speaking of being gone and back, was that a nice segue? I
yeah,
did
well,
that.
no,
Speaking, I was
okay.
in TV for a long time.
Oh,
Trump is back on Twitter. Already has, well, he had a bunch anyway, 88 million followers.
yeah. 88 million.
88 million. That's like insane. And he and Elon Musk, this is kind of funny. Elon Musk is going to do an interview with Donald Trump.
6 o'clock tonight.
Is it 6 o'clock our time? Okay. On Twitter. Okay. So you should be able to just, I think it'll probably be fairly easy. You just kind of will go to the live thing. But you'll be glad to know that the European Union says that Musk has to censor Trump or
Or
and not allow him to spread disinformation, or Musk could be held in Europe criminally liable for bad things, any bad, but like climate, right? If it gets hot again, or if it rains in the Olympics, it's going to be Elon Musk's fault. I mean, first of all, what the frick? Why is Europe telling Americans what they can or cannot say, and then
Well,
they'll be
the head
held?
of the London police said if, you know, that they'll extradite Elon Musk if he starts making too much problems, like
Oh,
pointing out the
yeah.
truth. I
Well,
mean,
disinformation, it has, by the way, community notes, right? So if the European Union guy is too worried about this disinformation, he can just listen to the interview and do it. I mean, when you talk about foreign interference in an election, I would say that's foreign
yeah.
election interference. When you saying you're going to arrest the head of Twitter, you know, Elon Musk is, I mean, some people have problems with him, and I think Twitter is not perfect.
I don't know.
We get shadow banned, I think, from algorithms, but I think good for
We
him.
get
So
banned
we
everywhere.
get banned everywhere. But I think it's going to be pretty interesting to see what happens. Now, my prediction is going to be actually that it would be a pretty interesting interview because Trump tends to be kind of all over the place in his
Right.
interviews anyway, as is Elon Musk when I've listened to him. And they're two
Well,
businessmen.
very different kind of.
Right. But what I mean is Elon Musk is not your traditional media interviewing person,
No, he's
right?
the owner of Twitter, interview
And
person.
well, and just like Trump is not your typical politician. So Trump doesn't kind of give you normally, this is my opinion, political sound bites, right?
No.
Trump just kind of talks about stuff, right? And Elon Musk is the same way. He doesn't ask kind of stuff like, I don't know, Who knows? I mean, the kind of questions that like Dina Bash would ask, like, why are you so awful? I don't think he'll say that. Maybe he will, but it should be pretty interesting. If it doesn't break, that's my only concern. From Jacob, my neighbor hates Elon Musk, yet my neighbor just bought a Tesla. And then from Jacob, Harris broke the deadlock on the Inflation Reduction Act, which was passed. In the act, it requires servers to report their tips in the point of sale machine when charging the credit card. Yeah, you'd think that'd be problematic for her, Jacob. The fact that she...
Nothing's problematic. Well, I mean, right. You know, she was adamantly against fracking, and now she's for it. I can't forget all the, you know, positions she's taken, and she's gone 180 degrees the other way. And if she gets elected, she'll go 180 degrees back.
Right. Because she'll say, no one believes me. So no one actually thought I meant that we were not going to tax tips, right? I mean, I just said that, you know.
Aught the hell out of you. Yeah, and of course, that's the way.
Yeah. And of course, she hasn't done any interviews, so we wouldn't really know for sure, right?
I mean, you have to understand, 80%, maybe 90% of the people throwing questions at the candidates are Lib Dems. I mean, they just are. And she's afraid to go on with them.
Good point.
I mean, it's pathetic. When I've seen her, she's not Joe Biden. She's not mentally, you know, incapacitated. But apparently it worked so well with the basement
strategy.
Front job, you know, with Joe, they kind of go, look, what do we have, 87 days left? We can wait that out.
The Democrats are...
Because they're happy warriors.
Yes.
And happy warriors don't have to answer questions.
That's right. And she's... And we'll get to the joyful thing. This is a bizarre twist that they are doing these days. In her speech, it's kind of funny. She does give speeches. And again, they talk about Trump's speech are awful. It's off the rails. But when you listen to Trump's speech, I agree, they go on too long, I kind of personally think. But the guy knows what he's talking about. Right. He'll like kind of go off on a tangent but he has like information and facts and things like that. And that's why they have to call it all disinformation. But Kamala Harris just reads the same speech
off the same
prompter. Now, a lot of times in political, because I've covered politics, right? And you've been to speeches, right?
I've been to speeches.
You do have your stump speech, right?
I've even made some speeches.
But you try to mix it up a little bit, right? Yeah. But we're going to play a sound.
No, actually, you know, to tell you the truth. That really, you know, for Ronald Reagan, they said it was the speech, and he made it maybe 800 times across the country, and every time it was, you know, people heard it the first time, it was a great speech. The problem with doing a the speech these days is with the internet and everything else, you're being taped every for all 800 times. Now, nobody wants to come up with 800 different speeches. They just don't want, you know, too tired.
That's an excellent point. That is the problem with it, right? So everybody knows, and then they compare it, which is what we're going to do. Well, this is Kamala Harris giving two speeches, I think, one in Michigan, one in Wisconsin. And just listen to it. Thomas, if we could please play the Kamala soundbite.
He's treating Kamala like she's vulnerable and needs protection. Because she does. She's on a tight leash. They made her read the same speech twice in a row. Watch this.
It really is good to be back in Wisconsin.
It is so good to be back in Michigan.
Listen, let me tell you, I am clear. The path to the White House runs right through this state. And listen, I am clear. The path to the White House runs right through this state. I took on perpetrators. Of all kinds. I took on perpetrators of all kinds and had a summer job at McDonald's. I had a summer job at McDonald's. So hear me, Detroit, when I say, I know Donald Trump's type. I know Donald Trump's type. And are we ready to fight for it? And are we ready to fight for it?
Kamala's plagiarizing herself and Trump. I thought fight, fight, fight was his line.
You thought the tips were...
you thought the tips, no taxes on tips.
Stole it ahead of her. So it's hers.
Yeah, it's hers. You know, I don't know. You look at her, the trouble Kamala has is there was something she kind of... It's good to be her. She's just very fakey. And that's pretty soon they're going to have her quit giving speeches because everyone's going to keep doing that, right? Because she clearly to deliver it practices those lines. I don't know if she does it in front of a mirror or something. It's like, but there's, she's not particularly personable, I don't think. There's something not particularly likable or authentic about her.
Well, it's better than Biden, and you're sitting there wondering if he's going to get the words out.
Well, that was at least more interesting.
Yeah, it was. I mean, is this guy going to go through a conniption fit? And look at Kamala, you go, okay, it's just all BS, but she can't articulate. She can't cop. She's learned one, you know, five or six lines, and so that's great.
So, and like Sandra says, she wears the same suit. Maybe it was the same day. I'll cut her a little bit of slack there. But did you notice she's got more of a black accent than she used to?
Southern.
Yeah. Well, that's, you learned that from Hillary Clinton. From Jacob, the upper level of the Georgia arena was blanked off because there weren't enough people attending. From Leo, she practices with her heels up. Hey. Well, yeah, I mean, well, Kamala does her rallies. They're rock concerts first, right? Trump does the rallies. It's just Trump. So the people
they're free rock concerts, and people are throwing her into a rock concert, and then all of a sudden, here comes Kamala. What are you doing here? Oh, thank you.
And then they all leave. I mean, we've seen videotape of that. But here's the thing the Democrats are doing now. And I want to get your guys' thoughts on this. Right now, the Democrats, you know, before we played the soundbite last week, where all of a sudden Vance and Donald Trump are weird, right? Everything, it was like the weird memo went out. Well, now the joyful memo has gone out. Everywhere you look around, the Democrats are joyful. Now they're joyful, I think, in part because Joe Biden is not running anymore. So that at least gives them a little bit of joy. But this weird, it's joyful. It's like all over the place. They're happy, happy, happy. What is up with that, do you think?
Well, anybody can tell you in advertising, and since we're on a paper, we have some of that. You've got to repeat your message at least three times for it to get around to people. Well, they've figured that out. If you use something other than the predetermined word or words, like happy or joyful or whatever else it is, it doesn't have anywhere near the same effect. So you have to have everybody, when everybody in the mainstream corporate media says joyful or happy, Then you know, it hits your brain so many times. You go, oh, yeah.
Again, begs the question, not begs the question, but it once underscores the obvious that the mainstream corporate media, right, they're not mainstream, the corporate media is totally in bed with the Democrats, right?
Oh, yeah. You know, I mean, there is a method, and nobody's quite come out with it, why they all say the same words. Well, and that's because it's passed around to them by some trusted source, and they are required to use the same words because they're trying to drill it in people's heads.
I think that, because I was reading this the other day, we've always known that there's this shady dark money group, Arabella, and Mark Elias's group that he was in, and they put out daily press releases, right? And the daily press release that everybody gets kind of, it's not quite as, but yeah, kind of the word of the day, right? And examples on how you can use it. And then there is an actual, the Democrat Party, I think, actually has press releases it puts out every day. Now, the difference being that, you know, Chuck and Julie could say stuff and they wouldn't put it out. The Republican National Committee could put out press releases on the word of the day, so to speak, and no one would pick it up, right?
Right.
You notice they're not going with stolen valor, right? With Jim Waltz, right? You don't see stolen valor all over the place. Instead, you say, oh, you know, he was just exaggerating a little bit, kind of like Biden. But it is interesting they picked this happy thing. And if you go, I don't know if I should, maybe don't go there because I don't know if they want the clicks, but if you're curious, so there's an organization in Denver, it's Happy, this is serious, this is literally its name, happydemocrats.org, okay? And it's founded here in Denver, and there are all of these, and I'm going to bet you $1 billion, oh, I don't have it, so don't take me up on that, there, you see all of these faces, it's like, send us your happy Democrat face, right? So you see all these happy Democrat faces, right? I'm just going to go right now with AI generated, right? Or stolen off of Facebook pages or things like that. There's no way this stupid website got all of these faces. It's all over the place, right? And, you know, Bill from, well, they don't say where he's from. Happy Democrat Bill, his story. And you see Bill, nice looking, diverse guy, explaining why he's happy and all of that, right? And it's happydemocrats.org. And then you look and it links you to places like Democrat National Committee. It links you to Planned Parenthood. It links you
Act
know, Greenpeace, Act Blue. Oh, giant donate buttons. I mean, it's clearly got a ton of money behind it. Now, why in Denver? I don't know. Maybe just because they felt like, I mean, why? they're trying to pretend like it's this grassroots, and it's just AstroTurf is what it is, right? Thing.
Yes.
So maybe they said, you know, there might be some guy doing all of these AI generated faces in Denver who's pushing this, but I mean, it just looks like this highly funded Democrat source. But what is interesting to me is they're going with happy. And I guess it's because one of the things Trump is tweeting is, are you better off, right? Mm-hmm. Because, I mean, that's the key question. Are you better off now than you were 4 years ago?
And if you're not, then you can't think about that anymore. And you got to think about
being happy.
Just generally speaking, happy. And if you know, because she's always giggling and laughing and stuff. And so is Jim Waltz. I mean, he's always roaring back.
Really? So maybe that's the best way to do it. She's just happy. Well, she is happy. I'm sure that Joe Biden.
I mean, wouldn't she expect? Hey, I'm a moron who slept with Willie Brown. And now I'm, you know, the odds on favorite to be president. I mean, wow. Only in America can a moron, a senile person can get elected. But also just a run-of-the-mill, in the prime of their life, idiot can run for president and maybe win.
And the senile guy's still running the country ostensibly, right?
Yeah.
And they're not letting Kamala go to the hearing or to the briefings because, well, they've learned. It's like, if we could just keep the president out of the briefings, that's why they don't want Trump, right? They don't want Trump at the briefings because he'd be like, wait, we can't do that. You know, the New York Times today had a thing saying, oh, the experts are telling you when you need to get your new and improved COVID vaccine for the fall.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, give it up. But I do think it's interesting. And I think it's the happy message is something that they're going to try to brainwash people and gaslight people on and make it seem like, you know, because the Democrats in general are they're the crabby party, right?
Crabby.
No sense of humor.
Who are the last two happy words?
Who?
For president.
I don't know.
Hubert Humphrey.
Okay.
Happy. And then the original one, Al Smith and 1928.
That didn't work that well, did it? No. Well, he was trying to pretend that there was no depression, right?
No. He ran the wrong time. He ran in 28, and the depression happened in the fall of 29. So if he could just have waited till 32, like Roosevelt, he'd have been all set.
It's going to work though, because you know the Democrats have tried to tell us that prices aren't higher. The Democrats have tried to tell us that people, you know, don't need two jobs to get by. The Democrats have tried to tell us that it's our national imperative to save democracy by spending all kinds of money in Ukraine. The Democrats tried to tell us that Hunter Biden's laptop wasn't real. I mean, they tried to tell us that, you know, we need to get the vaccine. I mean, we should all be dead by now, you know, if we anyone listened to the Democrats, because we didn't.
Well,
get
what
the
they've
vaccine.
Done is they've killed the vaccine industry. Now, not everybody, but you watch on TV, you know, you could get the West Tanzania tiki fly disease, but we've got the tiki fly vaccine. You kind of go, why would we want to get the tiki fly? And so, I mean, ever since I had Rev, I've gotten the flu, you know, fall flu one. So now I'm going, wait a minute.
Yeah, I don't want to.
Wait a minute. I mean, this could, you know, what is in this thing anyway?
Well, and things are coordinated. So Jacob is saying from the Epoch Times, the Culinary Union endorses Harris's proposal to end tax on tips weeks after Trump proposed it. I mean, that's not, they aren't making that release without coordinating that, right? So they came up, okay, what do we need to do? They're like, you know, some staffer is saying, that tax, no tax on tips, that seemed to get a lot of traction for Trump. That's steal it. And everyone's like, okay.
That's just happy. Steal whatever Trump says.
That's just, but you don't
seems
just
to work, and we'll say we'll do it. Now, you have to remember, nobody actually believes we'll do anything because Democrats don't. But it's a good idea, I think.
And so then you start calling around to all of the unions, right? The service union, and you line them up, right? They're like, hey, if we say no tax on tips, will you come out and endorse Kamala? And they're like, sure. Right. Now, keep in mind, they would have endorsed Kamala anyway. Right.
Yeah,
because they're a Democrat union. So it's not like it'd be one thing if, I don't know, a conservative organization came out and, you know, endorsed Kamala for that. But that's another setup. And then they use that, and everyone will report on it, to make it seem as if there is this AstroTurf, completely fake, just like Kamala's fake support for Kamala Harris's brilliant idea to not tax tips, forgetting that if Kamala Harris and Joe Biden didn't want to tax tips, one, they could just do it, right? I mean, they are still in power, right?
No, they don't control the House.
Well, but couldn't they tell the IRS agents don't go after? Well, instead they told the IRS agents, well, they could propose it at least, right? They could tell the
Well,
IRS
if
agents
they
just
could
don't.
pass a revenue ruling in which they, well, tips are really gratuities and gifts are not taxable under,
Right.
that are o under $100. So, we'll just say that these are gifts. And you can make that argument. And have the IRS say, okay, we'll do that.
Well, and this is what Jacob is saying. If Harris was serious about taking out the taxes on tips, why does she not do it now and write a bill to Congress? Or even better yet, why didn't they do it, oh, say in 2020, right? Or 21 or 22 or 23, right? They've had plenty of time if they really thought
They
there
were
was.
working on the border.
Oh, that's right. They've been working on the border. Well, and they don't want people, and I think this is going to be their thing is they need to desperately counter the most basic political question of all, and that is, are you better off now than not, right? And because people tend to say, I'm not better off. In fact, I'm way worse off, so I'm going to vote for change. And they need to try to convince people they're happy. But yet they tried to convince people that they needed to wear a face mask, right? They tried to convince people that if you just got the vaccine, you wouldn't get sick at all. And I think the Democrats have tried too many times to tell us, inflation not real, right? Prices are not up. But I don't know that that's going to be effective. Do you?
Who knows? I mean, how do you know what the American people decide is how they're going to go? I think Kamala Harris does come across as a ditzy happy woman, and she's not apparently. She lost 90% of her staff when she came to Washington, and since then, and she's one of those persons who puts out in front of audiences. I wasn't going to say big audiences, but audiences, this totally Teflon image. And it's, but in behind the scenes, she's terrible to people.
But yeah, well, I mean, but she had 92% turnover in her staff.
92%.
That's a
I mean,
lot. It's like, and some of them are like
whoa.
family members or friends and stuff like
Yeah,
that.
her mother got out of there.
Trying to make a big deal in the media about apparently Trump and something referred to her as a bitch, right? Well,
Whoa.
and here's what the media is doing with it. They're saying Trump uses a slur. Now that Kamala
Slur.
Harris has become black, right? They're trying
Yeah.
to insinuate that he used the N-word. I think
Oh,
is what
yeah,
they're
of
going for there,
course.
right?
Of course.
Because I mean,
Or the C word,
she's
or,
referred to herself as that. I mean, in a good way, being a strong, powerful woman kind of thing, right?
Strong, powerful.
And I think that's not going to work. But it does seem weird that they, I mean, my guess is that somewhere they poll tested that whole joyful, happy stuff. They must.
Well, nothing. I mean, they're not raising hundreds of millions of dollars just to do TV ads. No, they got all kinds of consultants that. And I think it's pretty good, Happy, happy,
Oh, yeah,
happy.
it's worth a shot to see
Yeah,
them.
I'm saying it's a pretty good campaign.
Let me ask you this because you're the poll watcher.
I'm the
So you
poll.
read any more, and the polls, I mean, if they were bad before in terms of hard to kind of, I mean, it's clearly Trump was trending up, Biden was trending down, right? But it was kind of hard to say. But all of a sudden now you look at the corporate media and it's like Kamala Harris is clobbering Trump all over the place. What do
Well,
you think?
before, a lot of Republicans got excited because New York Times, CNN, all these ones were showing huge momentum for Trump, and Trump was clearly being around battleground states and everything else. You think, well, if New York Times, CNN is going to do it, that must be really big. No, they were trying to get Joe out, and therefore they had every reason in the world to say that Trump was just crushing Biden when I'm sure he was beating him, but he wasn't crushing him.
Right.
And now it's just the opposite. Oh, okay, we did that. Mission accomplished. We got him off the ticket. Now I get a new ticket. And oh, everybody loves her.
Everybody loves
Just
her.
loves this woman.
Well, and it's now this is from Jacob. I'm hearing that Governors Beshear, Whitmer, and Cooper backed out of the competition for VP because they think Harris is going to lose. That way they can run in 2028. There are still people who think, and I think Trump, now who knows, Trump may be trolling people, that Kamala may not end up being the nominee. I mean, she's got
No,
the,
she's
she's,
gonna be.
you think she's going to be the
Yeah.
nominee?
I mean,
Well,
if the polls were awful, maybe not. Maybe they'd,
but the launch has been, I will say this, it's been as good a launch as I could have hoped for.
Well, yeah, until they got to Walz. And then, now nothing you've read about with Walz is ever put in left-wing media. They don't know what you're talking about. Athens,
Yeah.
what about his net? He left his thing just before they got
The
taken.
unit.
What are you talking about? And you know how many things he's lied about. And they just go, "What? What? No, I've never heard that." He's a happy warrior.
He's a happy warrior. Well, and it may work. Again, I think the underlying problem the Democrats have is the economy. I think that that's going to
Yeah,
be.
they'll you know, gaslight everybody. You're not hungry.
My question is do you think, I wonder if they're only going to gaslit people who are willing to be gaslit because they're going to vote for the Democrats anyway. So this makes them feel better about it. In other
No,
words,
this is a full gaslight
okay.
operation, and they'll fool lots of people. It's
Well,
gonna
it is.
people.
Briefly, I thought perhaps that I thought perhaps the media was going to be honest, right? But I think we clearly see that's not. I mean, they are full behind. I mean, they're giddy with a Kamala Harris. The polls are ridiculous. But I think as Republicans, what we need to do is not get down, right? You know, I know you were having a conversation with somebody who was now all of a sudden everybody's starting to talk about Trump needs to tone it down, needs to do this. I would say no. I mean, you know, Joe Rogan kind of comes out, well, I don't listen to Joe Rogan, but he says he liked RFK. Well, number one, of course he likes RFK. RFK is kind of, I mean, he's a podcast host and JFK is kind of came on a show, number one. And your friend was saying, oh, I don't know that he should go after Joe Rogan. Now, I don't think Trump should waste a lot of time going after Joe Rogan, but that is kind of who Trump is, right?
Yeah, think he's
Like,
always sitting down.
well, what do you think about that?
I think he ought to leave things alone. I mean, you
Okay.
know, he makes them 10 times worse, but he always has. I mean,
Right,
he
right.
always has, but.
And this from Sandra, Minnesota is dead. It was such a great state. The AskJack sold it out, like most of our states in the city. It's the cities that are the problem, not the rural areas. You know, Minnesota, I don't know that. But you know, all the stuff is coming out about him letting the cities burn and stuff. And none of that I think matters to the most Democrats, right?
They like cities
That like
burning,
cities burning.
as long as it's for a good cause.
One other thing I wanted to talk about too is this is more interesting stuff is coming up. So Donald Trump has filed, and Julie Kelly, if you follow her at all on Twitter or
She's great.
Substack, yeah, she lays it all out, has filed an intent to file a lawsuit against the Department of Justice over the raid on Mar-a-Lago. And they were, I'm assuming through discovery or leaks, I'm not clear how, but they have gotten their hands on internal FBI emails from agents, and they're not really whistleblowers because I don't think they ever intended it to be going on. But essentially, the thrust, and these are from high up guys in the FBI saying, are you kidding me? What the frick? We raided a former president's home. I mean, they're saying, are you kidding me?
Over some documents?
And they said, you know, there was no problem. They called PC. There was no PC. And it said, have they forgotten Crossfire Hurricane and how we got killed over that, right? There was no PC for Crossfire Hurricane. They made it up, clearly insinuating that they did make up the Mar-a-Lago documents case, which they did. Included in all of this stuff, and Julie Kelly has kind of addressed this before, but is the reality that the Biden administration conspired with the National Archives thing, right? I mean, they and the special counsel, because they know that's always a nightmare, right? When the one president leaves, another one comes in. There's billions of boxes that have to go. So they conspired to accuse Donald Trump essentially of taking records he shouldn't have, right? So what does Donald Trump do? Well, he says, no, here are the records. So, and Archives says you got to give them back to us, right? So Donald Trump says, okay. And he gives them the records back, and then they go through them, which they'd already done, and then now it's on this place. And say, aha, there's classified documents in here, right? So they set him up. They clearly conspired to do this. For the first time ever in history, the National Archives files a criminal case, keeping in mind that they don't file a case against Joe Biden because he's just a confused
Or
old man,
anyone
or
else.
anyone else, or Barack Obama, or anyone else. So.
Sandy Berger, he stole all these documents and put them down his pants.
Right.
And did they charge him? No, he had to give them back.
Right. Well, and so that's the thing. Hang on a sec. Okay. Oh, Ashley, still nothing on the Tina Peters trial. So
That's good news. The longer it goes on, the
that
better
is
it
a good
is.
point.
If they come back with a quick verdict, it means Tina's toast.
Right. Yeah, I think so too. Well, there's several charges. But anyway, so keep in mind, so these internal documents are interesting, particularly to me, the agent, and this is a high-up agent. referencing Crossfire Hurricane, and he said, "Don't they remember Crossfire Hurricane?" And he said, "In this, there was no PC here, no probable cause." And they know there's no probable cause because they know they set the whole thing up with the National Archives. Not to mention, and then they go on to these internal documents, go on to talk about the problems with the raid itself, right? Where they violated the terms of it. They did all this kind of stuff. At least they didn't put ta that was a Secret Service, I guess, put tape over the bathroom security cameras so they could
Oh,
use
this is
those.
great. So they have an event in Boston, and the Secret Service comes by this woman's, I don't know if it's a beauty shop or something like that. She looked at, the parade's coming by. We'd like you to
No,
go.
worse than that. They broke the locks.
No, I'm giving you a pre-background.
Oh, okay.
We need you to close your shop down because we can't take the things and so forth. And so she does it as her, patriotic duty. Close it down. That's, you're losing a lot of business. I mean, it's a big, busy business day. And then it comes the day of the event, the
Kamala
secret
Harris rally.
the rally, and the Secret Service group. Well, they can't figure out where to go to the bathroom. Somehow, beyond all that paperwork.
It's a good thing we can't find assassins. You would think, okay, I'm sorry. I was a reporter for a long time covering these things. And one of the things you always figure out first off is where's the food, where's the coffee, and where are the bathrooms? I mean, you figure out everything else later, right?
Everything else is still there.
The Secret Service would have, that would be a priority.
So they go, okay, this is a great place. So they pick the lock, and then they tape over all the security cameras so they won't, show up, because then they'd have it, they would show as the Secret Service who was doing it. And then they had a lot of candy at the front desk, so they garfed all that down. And then they left. They didn't take the tape off the thing. They didn't
You
lock.
wonder
They
what
did.
that
They
means.
didn't lock the door out. They just screw this and left the tape on, and just merrily went on their way. And so they got caught, and they couldn't figure out why it was somebody else's fault. So the agent in if they have agents for areas, the local area said, "God, we're sorry. That was terrible." And I'll even come over to your house and tell you it was terrible.
Give you some candy or
And
something
candy,
like
and we'll give you one
that.
day free security thing because we taped it up on you all day. And we'll get a locksmith thing built too, all $12.35. Now, if you or I did that, we'd be arrested, right? I mean, none of those cops, none of the Secret Service are immune.
They had simply said, "Hey, look, you have one of the few accessible places here. Can we?" I mean, that happens all the time, right? It's like, but never, yeah, you just because you're the Secret Service, you
And
can't
apparently, they
break
left the
in.
bathroom a mess. I mean, they were not good stewards of the bathrooms,
No.
and so it's just, I
How did
mean,
they catch him? Well, I guess there was video of the one agent, because I've seen it taping the first camera, right? So she's going around taping the cameras. See, I don't think they wanted to get caught. I just don't think they wanted people watching them going to the bathroom or something, or doing their hair.
no, the tapes were not in the bathrooms. They were just in the reception room and everything
Oh,
else.
okay.
They were, and so it's just, another black eye for the Secret Service, which I'm surprised there's anything left in their eyes. I mean, just.
The FBI is writing letters about the Mar-a-Lago raid, saying, we did what? We did, are you kidding me? We know there was no probable cause. I can't believe we did this. We're the Banana Republic Bureau now.
They are.
Yeah, oh, here are a couple questions from Sandra. By the way, getting back to Tina Peters, did the defense only get one freaking day to put on their case? Yes.
Well, they could have had longer. They weren't limited in the time, except maybe by the amount of time the defense, the prosecution took. But the judge kind of struck out all their defenses, which would allow those witnesses. So by the time they got on the end, they had one or two,
Right.
by and large, because they didn't have any defense. They couldn't do electoral college. They couldn't electoral integrity. They couldn't do anything. And the judge just,
Right.
hey,
And Tina
listen.
declined to comment after asking the judge, which was kind of weird, but I mean, the judge let her do it. So, saying, are you going to limit what they do? I mean, and she pointed out, she's like, they're not going to let me give a defense. They're not going to let me give my defense. So what's the point of me
It's awful these
getting
days.
up there? So we'll see. Juries can be hard to predict.
Well, these days they have a 92, 93%
Right. Well, then at least back to the Trump, finally to
conviction.
wrap it up to the Trump lawsuit. At least I think it's going to be, he's filed it in Florida. Right.
No kidding. He didn't file it
in
in
New
front of
York.
Judge Michonne.
Yeah. So,
That's a
but I think
surprise.
that's going to be interesting to see what comes out there. And back to,
Nothing.
as we wrap up, back to the conversation with your friend, who's a brilliant guy. He's kind of funny. He was saying they should make RFK Jr. be in charge of the FDA.
Yes.
You know, in the National Health Institute. They should let Tulsi Gabbard be in charge of the TSA.
Right.
Right.
Yes.
Because she's a terrorist now. I think that's true. They should, he should, I don't know, if I were Trump, and he won't, but if I were Trump, I'd just pick, I don't know, I'd be like, yeah, you're good. And then, like your friend was saying, this is when he's like, you just do, you got free reign there, just don't use my name. You know, I think, and that's what I would do if I, that's why I'd probably never be president,
right.
One of the many reasons. But I'd be like, oh, this is going to be so fun. Hey, that's going to wrap it up for us today.
Hopefully we'll have the head of Newsmax on.
Right, Christopher Ruddy, I think, will be with us on Wednesday. We'll be able to update you on whatever happens at the
Tina Peters,
Tina Peters.
I think it'd be great if she got a hung jury. I think that's probably the best she can hope for.
And then I think also an update on the court case with the Colorado Republican Party.
Yes, all that and more and more.
Thank you, everybody on Zoom, and Thomas, all the great guys at BBS. We will see you all on Wednesday.
Take care.